says, will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. Ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now. Prove me now means test me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruit of your ground. Neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. So what's God promising here? God's not promising that you're going to be a millionaire, you're going to drive a Rolls Royce. This isn't like the televangelist who will take these scriptures and they'll abuse this and twist this into saying, hey, if you send us money. And they'll get on TV and say, hey, send us your money, and if you send us 100, God will give you 1,000. And if you send us 1,000, God will give you 10,000. And if you sow sparingly, you'll reap sparingly. And if you sow abundantly, you'll reap abundantly. And if you give, the phone number's on the screen right now, operators are standing by, call, we accept Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover, Diners, just call in, make a donation, and look how God's blessing me. Look at all the rings on my fingers. Look at the Rolls Royce in the driveway. Look at the Mercedes. Look at the Italian suit. That's not what the Bible's teaching. But you know what the Bible is teaching here? Here's why God says, test me. Bring me the tithe, and I'll pour you out a blessing, and I'll rebuke the devourer, and your fruit's not going to fall off the vine too early and rot on the ground. What's God saying? Here's exactly what God's teaching. He's saying this, that you will live better on 90% than you will on 100%. That's what he's teaching here. Because people are thinking, I can't afford to give one-tenth unto the Lord because, I just need everything for myself. But what God is promising to do is make up the difference, is what he's promising to do. Because he's saying, look, if you rob me, because look what he says in verse 9, you're cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. So what the Bible is teaching here is that, let's say you rob God. Let's say you withhold that tithe and say, well, I'm not going to give a tithe unto the Lord. I'm not going to give anything to the Lord. Okay? Then basically what he's going to do then, he's going to allow that amount to be lost through attrition. He's going to take it out on your hide, as it were. For example, let's say you decide, hey, I'm not going to give the tithe unto the Lord. And let's say your tithe was supposed to be, $100. He could cause something to happen where you'll lose $100. I mean, think about how many unexpected things happen in your life where you just lose huge amounts of money. Just especially if you own a home, the water heater goes out. The plumbing starts leaking. The air conditioner breaks. Your air conditioner breaks and it's like $4,000 or something to get a new air conditioner. And you know what? You live in Phoenix. It's kind of a necessity, to have the air conditioner working. So what I'm saying is these unexpected expenses hit you. Especially medical expenses are the worst kind. You just get hit with unexpected expenses. So here's the thing. God in heaven, God Almighty, don't you think he's able to either cause you to not have those kind of things come up or to cause those things to come up in your life? And that if you really believe, if you really trust in the Lord with all your heart, and you really believe that he controls your destiny, and you actually believe that God is the one who holds your fate in his hand, financial and otherwise, then you'd think to yourself, well, wait a minute, if I obey the Lord, and if I, give the Lord 10% of what I have, then God's going to bless me, and I'm going to be better off. He's going to take care of me. He's going to provide my needs. He's not going to cause me to run out of money because I gave the 10% unto him. Now I don't have enough money. God's not going to allow that. And God even says, just try it out, just test it out, and I'll provide your needs. But he says, look, if you give the tithe, I'll bless you, I'll rebuke the devourer for your sakes. Who's the devourer? The one who's constantly causing you to need car repairs, home repairs, and medical repairs. Okay. So that's just, he's just saying, I believe, he's teaching, he'll make up the difference and that you'll do better on 90% than on 10%. You say, Pastor Anderson, how can I do better on 90% than 10%? Well, if you don't, or then 100%. You say 100% is more money. But wait a minute, if you don't believe in God, then go with 100% because it's more money. But if you actually believe that the Lord in heaven determines whether you get a raise or whether you lose money here or lose money there, then you'd trust the Lord and say, you know, I'm going to be better off obeying it. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you, meaning food, drink, and a place to live.